In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armour of light, so that when your Son, Jesus Christ, comes in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. In those memorable, powerful words of Thomas Cranmer's Advent Collect, the themes of light and darkness, life and death, are brought together in the context of judgment. And we heard in the letter of James today, see, the judge is standing at the doors. In the Greek text, the word for judge is krites, from which we get words like critic, critical, and crisis. The judge is standing at the doors, and we are at a point of crisis. Our thoughts, words, deeds are open to criticism, and we will have to give an account of them urgently. Why the rush? Why is the judge standing at the doors? Because surely, of the thousands of opportunities that lie on our doorsteps, opportunities for discipleship, for deepening our faith, for following Christ, for going out to love and serve the world and serve the Lord in the world, these opportunities can present themselves at any moment. And when they do, they are a moment of crisis. We have to make a decision. Is it for darkness or light? Does what we say or do bring relief and comfort to others? Can we help to shine light in the dark corners of the world where, in the words of Zechariah, people sit in darkness and the shadow of death? Are our thoughts and opinions inward-looking, shut up in the prison of our own concerns and prejudices? Or are we able to see light in others? All these situations call for judgment. And the thing is, the judgments we make also judge ourselves. That too is what the writer of the epistle is getting at when he says, beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. In psychiatry, there is a concept called projection, where a person sees in others faults that they actually have themselves. It is far safer to grumble about these faults in another person than to admit that they're actually your own faults. Putting on the armor of light also means that we do actually have to face up to the reality within ourselves. When something is in darkness, you cannot judge what it is. Shine a light on it, and you can see what it is, and you can deal with it accordingly. The judge is at the doors, and he will judge by letting the light in. God is not the sort of judge who hands out harsh punishments for the slightest demeanor, some sort of hanging judge. Nor is his nature to force us into good behavior by frightening us. We would rightly reject such a God as being no better than the Neros, the Stalins, the Bashir al-Assads of history. Nor, on the other hand, is he the sort of doting parent who constantly fails to correct his naughty children, much to their detriment. Part of the reason the gospel is good news is that it has a moral seriousness about it. It matters how we live our lives. It matters what sort of a person we become. It matters to God, it matters to other people, and it matters to ourselves, because judgment comes then from within as we face up to the reality of who we are, what we have done or not done, as we see the way things really are in the world. Judgment, then, is the process of seeing things in their true light. And this may well be painful at times, but it is better than a life built on illusions and self-deception. Judgment opens up the way to new life. The judge is standing at the doors. Let us open them and welcome him with joy. Amen.